reporting. Last night we aired this video showing a man being pulled from flames in Gaza. After the video aired, we were pointed to an Israeli website that showed another image. This image, the man who was being dragged, standing and conscious. The allegation made was that the man was playing for the cameras when he was seen dragged away and was not, in fact, wounded. Now, the video we aired came from the news agency Reuters, and their feed to us did not include the image, obviously, of the man standing. We asked Reuters about it today. They said they don't know the source of the image of the man standing or when that image was shot. They also said that they never saw or shot any similar image. So the bottom line tonight is we can't independently verify when that image of the man standing was taken, if it was taken before or after the other image was taken of the man being dragged away. We obviously will not be using either image again. This is not only a traditional military conflict, but one that's being waged in the media as well. And our only goal in all of this is to report the truth, the facts on all fronts, and it's why we've sent so many reporters and producers into the field.